Are you looking to optimize your IoT data strategy and harness the full value of your data? Partner with Dane Studios, the experts in data-driven solutions. They specialize in building robust IoT data strategies that fully leverage the potential of your data. Their team can assist you in systematically identifying, prioritizing, and implementing data opportunities to drive your business forward. By establishing key enablers such as data governance and architecture, they ensure the successful implementation of your IoT ambitions. Learn more and visit them at danestudios.com. Welcome, Akash, to the IoT for All podcast. Thanks for being here this week.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'll kick this off by having you give a quick introduction about yourself and the company to our audience, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Akash Khurana. I am the Executive Vice President, Chief Information Officer, which is kind of CIO, kind of traditional IT infrastructure, security, enterprise systems, data, etc. But I also have the responsibility of Chief Digital Officer. Being a chief digital officer, where I help create new offerings, new digital products that we can consume internally as well as take it to our customers and our suppliers. Vesco is a Fortune 500 global distribution, logistics, and supply chain solutions company. We sell directly to over 90% of the largest companies on the Fortune 500 list, as well as to the commercial and industrial businesses, contractors, government agencies, institutions, utilities, telco providers. So we have a very broad set of end market that we work with. At the core, Ryan, we focus on helping our customers. That's what it boils down. Get the essential products and solutions they need to deliver on their business objectives. That's the core focus for Vesco as a company.
Fantastic. So let's talk about how you've seen, from your perspective, IoT technologies. I know you mentioned there's a lot of things you all do and focus on and how you help your customers. But if we hone in on IoT and how you've kind of seen IoT really play a role in some of those key areas that you focus on, especially like supply chain and stuff. And we've had experts on before talk about IoT and supply chain, but I think we've been kind of moving out of, and to backtrack a second, a lot of the conversations we had were really when the kind of narrative was the supply chain is very backed up. This was really heavily during the pandemic, right after the pandemic, things like that. But IoT started to become a very popular type of solution technologies that were adopted to help relieve a lot of these supply chain issues companies were having. So how have you seen IoT really come into the supply chain and play a key role in helping improve efficiencies and just make it better overall for companies?
As we think about IoT, it's all about getting better visibility from our assets, from our operations, and all the delivery processes that we have for our end customers. So bringing about the IoT stack is all about how well we can get our assets, individual assets that we have in our warehouses, in our fulfillment centers, distribution centers. How do we get those individual assets connected, get them sensorized, make sure that we have full visibility into the control systems? And that allows us to capture the data and provide the right level of insights for our own operations, which is critical to make sure that we understand where the bottlenecks are, where the inefficiencies are, and what actions need to be put in place to mitigate those inefficiencies. Of course, it helps us from our own operations, running those operations as effectively as possible. But what really matters is we deliver per our customers' expectations and help them meet their objectives. So that's how I think about the IoT as a technology stack, what it enables, what we do with it, with that better visibility, and what does that turn in terms of our own benefits, as well as what we pass on to our customers.
For our audience out there who may not be as close to the supply chain, can you talk a little bit about the main challenges that kind of cause issues in the supply chain, cause those bottlenecks, things where IoT technologies have really started to be more widely adopted in order to help relieve those issues that maybe we've experienced prior to IoT technologies and solutions being more available?
When think about supply chain as, a lot of materials, parts, equipments in movement, right? So the first challenge that we see, and especially it became very prominent during the pandemic, where the supply and the demand got out of equilibrium. And what I mean by that is, the demand in certain areas, especially in the end markets that we serve, skyrocketed. The supply of all the products and equipments, even including people, were not enough to deliver on that demand. This is where IoT, a technology like IoT Stack, can really help provide better visibility and provide capabilities for the operational teams that we have within Wesco to take actions, to prioritize where the demand is of utmost criticality, especially if you think about it from a pandemic perspective, and take those actions so that we can not only deliver, but also keep our customers and suppliers well informed of where their deliveries are, where their the capabilities that they're looking for, the solutions that they're looking for, and when they can expect those to complete. Now, as we have transitioned out of pandemic, many will say there's still lingering elements of pandemic, but especially for supply chain, what it has done is it has shifted that equilibrium. Earlier, it was demand, enough demand and supply shortages. Now, we have seen demand leveling off and supply has fully caught up. In many cases, doesn't apply for all the categories, but it has caught up. And how do you transition an organization that was operating in that high demand and low supply more to a mode which is more leveled back to normal demands and supply catching up, right? So that's where we see technology again, especially IoT technology, playing a critical role with better visibility and feeding that visibility to our team members who are boots on the ground to take those actions to adjust this shifting equilibrium.
So one of the big topics we talk about with a lot of IoT deployments in general is just the value of partnerships and how big partnerships are in the IoT ecosystem. And it definitely varies on how important partnerships are from industry to industry or solution to solution. But in the supply chain, how critical are partnerships when it comes to either putting a solution together or even adopting a solution? Like where does that kind of rank on the scale of from low importance to high importance in order to have these solutions be as successful as possible to solve those problems that, really are causing pain points?
I would put partnership at the highest level of importance for an enterprise like ours ensuring that we are able to achieve success from these investments that we are putting towards the IoT capabilities. So we look to partner with few different dimensions. The first, the most core to our partnership network is our supplier partners. We are in the business to help them take their products to the market, help their products drive best value for our customers. So we look to partner with our strategic suppliers to ensure that we have right technology components in place. Think about APIs, microservices, to be able to collect the data from their assets. That's number one. Second is the partnership as it's focused on the technology stack of IoT. And what that includes is, you know, all the edge devices, all the data components, all the security components that you need to consider, all the solution components, right? So all of this data with the right security protocols has to lead into a solution that can be consumed and can be deployed. So we partner with the various technology providers, whether it's from security, data, edge, infrastructure, cloud, enterprise solutions, etc. And the third dimension of partnership for us is the deployment test. It's good to build a solution. It's good to test out a solution in a given environment. Every environment, every location, every customer situation is different. So you need a partner who's flexible, who's agile, who's nimble enough to be able to take the solution that you have built, assess the market, assess the customer needs, their unique challenges, and make sure that the solution is deployed in a right way so that it's adopted. The customer can drive best benefits from that. And it's handling the change management aspect of the customer organization as well. So that's kind of the critical part of our partner network. So again, I'm going back in summary, right? A supplier partner, a technology partner, and a deployment slash change management partner.
Who's responsible for really understanding or coming to the table with the information that's very specific to the industry in which the supply chain is being deployed for? So who has the domain experience? Is it usually the company that's adopting the solution? They come to the table and kind of educate everyone on, here's our current supply chain, here's the issues, here, help us solve it? Or is that also a responsibility of the technology partners and these other players when it comes to building a solution to go to market with?
Technology for the sake of technology has no for us, right? So we always start first with understanding the challenges and opportunities that we can enable for our end customers, right? So that can be in the space of smart infrastructure, smart utilities, smart buildings, energy consumption, better tracking and tracing. So it always starts with, you know, our customers who are, you know, of the utmost importance to us, and helping them understand, like, you know, what their challenges are and working backwards from that. Once we are clear on what the challenges and the opportunities are, really mapping out what process changes will be required, what technology components will need to be put in place, and IoT becomes a critical component of that. And then taking a lens of the three principles of design thinking, which I firmly believe in. The first one is focused on, you know, how desirable the solution is, right? I mean, is it a problem that can be done with some other mechanisms, or is there a true need of an IoT-enabled solution? How desirable is that? Second is, how feasible is it? You know, are we going to spend months and years building this technology stack and the cost that it will take? How feasible is it? Is it something that we can go to market in a relatively short time period? And the third is viability. Okay, if we have desire, if we are able to build it, does it have viability from a business case perspective, right? So we take those three lenses to vet out what will be the solution and a strong partnership with our customer as we go through the build out of those capabilities and as we deploy those capabilities. And I'll tell you this, like, you know, every deployment, we learn something, right? So it's no deployment is same. As much as we want to standardize and put a framework in place, we always find unique challenges in each and every deployment. The core principle that we like to kind of instill in is, how do we make sure that we are learning from those deployments, and how we are incorporating those lessons learned into the next rollout?
So I imagine that AI has played a pretty big impact in the supply chain space. And we're starting to see a big convergence between IoT and AI in general. But with the way deployments are handled, how much work is being done at the edge when it comes to supply chain solutions, I'd be willing to bet that the impact AI has had is probably even more, is felt at a higher level than some other industries that IoT is already deployed in and AI is starting to work its way in. I imagine supply chain has been affected pretty heavily in a positive way. So I wanted to ask you, like, what have you seen as the biggest changes in the space thanks to AI capabilities that have, you know, been recently available?
Where we focus on leveraging AI, whether it's AI capabilities that we get from our platforms that we use or AI capabilities that we build on our own using our own team members, is to drive actionable insights from the data that we collect at the edge, the data that we flow through IoT platform, the solutions that it enables, and the output of those solutions that we provide to the end user. Is there an opportunity to leverage AI to prescribe, to very specifically provide steps that the end user can take, which results into some kind of action? And that's where we focus on leveraging AI. And there's many technologies that we are experimenting with, especially now with Gen AI, leveraging large language models and leveraging traditional AI, deep learning, machine learning, doing all of that to really focus on, like, you know, which one for a given use case suits well for an actionable insight.
It's been a very fascinating space to follow and just start to see how AI and IoT are really starting to come together, especially on the enterprise side, with IoT really being that pipeline of data and access to data that wasn't available before, and then the AI being able to be trained on that data to help them make better decisions, faster decisions, and things like that. So it's been fascinating to see. One of the things I wanted to ask you prior to wrapping up here is if I'm listening to this and I'm trying to understand when it comes to adopting an IoT solution. I think it's very well known, even though some companies will try to market the opposite of this, is that there really is no one-size-fits-all solution for particular problems, particular use cases out there. So with that being said, how do you approach that? How should people out there listening and watching this approach that when it comes to that kind of generally advice on how to adopt IoT?
There's no one size fit all when it comes to IoT stack. There are various use cases, various versions of use cases that you can deploy using an IoT stack. The key thing to focus on is making sure that you have a right partner ecosystem. An ecosystem that really helps you mature your capabilities from kind of an edge, from an individual asset to the transport layer to the data aggregation layer to the solutions layer. You have a right partner ecosystem to help you stitch that together. Second is ensuring that you have a flexible and agile architecture. Many times when it comes to IoT, what I've noticed is the team that's working on a particular solution gets logged in on one architecture that might work for that particular solution, that might work for a particular use case. You want to make sure that you are building enough flexibility, modularity in your architecture, because the next deployment you go to, you'll find that you'll need to you need to adjust your architecture to be able to meet the needs of the customer or for your own operations. And the third, which essentially ties to how flexible and how modular do you make your architecture, is the focus on speed. The technology is there. The opportunities are there. You want to make sure that you bring the capabilities to the end customer, to the suppliers, and are able to demonstrate value with the speed and with agility. Once you're able to do that, it really shifts the customer's perspective or your own operations perspective to a completely different level, where they are not looking at that as just another technology implementation. They really start to see value in a relatively short time period. And that's the biggest lever when it comes to change management as well, right? So those three, select the right partners, make sure that you have entire stack covered, make sure that your architecture is flexible so you are able to pivot and shift based on the kind of opportunity and use case that you get. And the third, make sure that your team is laser focused on value and delivering that value with speed.
Appreciate the time. This has been a kind of a great conversation covering a topic we haven't had the opportunity to touch on in quite a while. The supply chain has changed a ton post-pandemic. AI, like we mentioned, is playing a big role now. But the advice on what you need to be thinking about on how to adopt, how to build these solutions is something that our audience think you'll get a ton of value out of. So if our audience wants to follow up, learn more about what you all have going on, maybe just follow up on this discussion in general, what's the best way they can do that?
Yeah, they can reach out to Wesco team. We have a team that's focused on IoT solutions as part of our CSS organization. It's communication and security solutions. We have Innovation Center in Glenview. Happy to host any of our customers there.
Well, Akash, thank you again for taking the time. Really appreciate it. Exciting stuff going on over on your end, and I'm excited to get this out to our audience.
Great. Thank you for having me, folks.